couple things I know I'm looking for. I'm looking for, you know, always multiple ways to score because, you know, sometimes threes aren't going in, sometimes jumpers aren't going in. I really want to get our post more active in scoring, and I think that's going to be kind of natural for Macy and Sydney to some extent, and Taylor's good around the basket as well. So I like to have a little more balance that way and be able to get the ball inside. So if things aren't going well from the outside, we can attack and either score some easier baskets or get to the free throw line. So, but overall, these girls will play together. They know each other. You know, if other than the losing the last game, it felt like we just left last year, stepped right into this year, and we're good to go.
I know that you enjoy softball because you're able to watch the girls do their thing instead of coaching them and have that stress. What do you think getting through the hurdles that they did in softball, what does it mean for them in basketball over the next 4 months?
I think confidence-wise, it's huge. I mean, they've always been a confident bunch, but, you know, they've always had some barriers there in softball that they really wanted to get through, and they got through them. And, you know, this year we're going to have our same barriers as well. There's teams that we have trouble with, we want to get through. And, you know, I mean, they've practiced differently as well this year. I mean, there's a purpose to what they're trying to get done. I mean, even some of the simplest drills, some of the drill, I mean, they're attacking the drills. They're not just doing the drills because coach says we have to do them. They're attacking them, trying to get better. And I think it's going to pay off this year.